Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is so widely viewed, Tom, based on the people that I've spoken to, people who would be well aware of what's going on with the situation right now, that it is so widely viewed that this is Elliott Wolff's job. I think outside of just getting the experience, which there's something to be said for that, but outside of that, I'm not really sure why you would interview for the job if you have an understanding already that the job's going to someone else.
Yeah.
So this is a source of frustration for a lot of different people, whether it's executives, head coaches. The Rooney Rule is there with good intentions, but it also leads to, at times, situations where people feel as though their time is being wasted. And I think that's why some of the people that have been invited to interview have opted not to.
Phil Perry, Patriots Talk Podcast, with some thoughts on the title that's been registered with the Patriots as they filed their job title with the league. Not general manager. No. No general managers here in New England ever. No.
Mr. Manager.
That's right.
Do we have any general managers?
We have presidents. We have president of basketball operations, right. Brad Stevens.
We have head of baseball officer or whatever he is.
Like with the Red Sox, I think they have a GM, but it's like the fourth position down.
Sweeney's a general manager.
Is he a general manager?
Yeah.
Okay. So we do have a GM.
We have one GM.
I hate titles. Bill was so right. Titles suck.
I love a title. I want to know where everyone stands.
We learned this
yesterday.
What's
your title?
My title?
Mego.
Yeah, co-host. Talent.
I'm a brand personality.
Cool.
I don't know what it means. Go ahead.
I want to be a brand personality someday. I'll tell you what I'm not, and that is executive president or vice president of football operations, because that's a job that no one has right now. Maybe it will go to Elliott Wolff, according to many people. He's the leading candidate, many men are saying. Also, executive vice president of football operations is the job that Jack Easterby had when he was in Houston telling his very Catholic stand-up comedy jokes.
I was going to say, I thought that his job was comedian first. Surprised he wasn't invited to that roast because the material.
Oh, imagine Easterby getting a set. Oh,
talking about parking cars all the time.
Couldn't have been worse than Moss.
That's true.
Moss was bad.
Easterby couldn't have been worse than Moss. That's a good point.
What's up, kid? What you looking at, son?
Not okay. Park your car. The executive vice president of football operations is probably going to be Elliott Wolff's job. Is that the job that he wants? Is that the job that everyone's assuming he already has? Is that something other than general manager, Andy?
No, I think that's the job he already has. Whatever the who cares what the title is? I think he has control over the roster. I mean, he told us at the combine he was making the pick, right? And he from that point on.
But he didn't have the job at that point.
Well, he has a job, and the job was to make the pick. He was the director of scouting.
Director of scouting doesn't make draft picks usually.
But it varies by team. That's where we get into these waters. There's teams with a president, a VP, a this. Like John Elway's running the Broncos, but then there's a general manager under him, Brian Sanders, or whoever the hell all these other people names are over the years. The titles we get caught up in, who has the power? Bill Belichick wasn't the GM. Wasn't the director of player personnel, wasn't the VP of anything. You know what he was? the man. He ran the whole damn show. So who cares about the one thing I'd say if I'm Elliot Wolf, I'm guessing this title will come with a bump in pay. If you go from director of scouting, which was down here when you were
working. The Patriots are known for, bumps and pay.
Right. And this allows him, he now supersedes Matt Groh, if Matt Groh's staying around. I haven't heard one way or the other. But he technically was below Matt Groh in terms of title and above Matt Groh in terms of role.
Can I ask something, Andy? Do you think Matt Groh would have gone with Bill Belichick if Bill Belichick went to Atlanta?
I think there's a chance of it, yes.
And how much do you think of them, of ownership of the Crafts not making a decision or a firm decision with their front office has to do with not knowing where Bill was going to land, if Bill was going to land somewhere, and taking people with him?
That's interesting.
Because otherwise, why didn't they figure this out well before free agency or the draft? Because look, now everybody's looking at the whole situation going, okay, they're getting people to interview. They're getting some people turning them down. What does it mean about the Rooney Rule? And the whole truth of it, which I know you agree with me, is that they just wanted to skirt the Rooney Rule so that they could have their guy pick and do everything that they want him to do and now pretend like they're doing it now, but really they're just skirting it.
Plus, the whole skirting of the Rooney Rule, they hired a 36-year-old black head coach. They promoted a black defensive coordinator. Like, they've added diversity to their staff. Right? Like,
look, I'm not saying that it's because of some underlying, like, terrible belief that the Crafts have or anything. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I don't think that they felt like going through a whole sham process before, so they're going through the sham process now.
Or they couldn't go through the sham because everybody knew it was a sham and they didn't have time to do the sham.
Everybody knows it's a sham now. They had the guy already do the draft and free agency.
But at least they have time now. Like, they were moving relatively quickly to prepare for the combine and the draft and everything. And I don't really have the answer because Elliot Wolf made the pick of Drake May. Like, if you were even considering...
Not according to Mike Florio, he didn't.
Well, Florio's wrong, like when he said Terry Bradshaw died
read
on his website.
Read the Florio thing.
Florio said that now that the Patriots are trying to fill their top football job in a manner that complies with the Rooney Rule, signs point to the fact that Robert and or Jonathan Kraft had final say on the picks, not just Drake May, all of them. The Patriots are currently looking for a new person to run their football operations. Whatever that title is, that person will have final say over the roster and draft, and they waited until this year, this year's draft, to start their search. What about before the draft? The league spokesperson pointed to an article from Doug Kide, which said the Patriots were in compliance with the Rooney Rule before the draft because there wasn't a singular person in the primary personnel position and because there were no changes to anyone's title. So if there was no primary personnel position, no one had final say. And if no one had final say, then who had final say? Common sense points directly towards ownership. You don't buy it.
No, I don't. I mean, can I just point to what Elliot Wolf said at the combine? Mm-hmm. If the league is going to point to a story in the Boston Herald, I'll point to a transcript or a video of Elliot Wolf at the combine saying he has final say. And I'll point to Gerard Mayo saying, when I picked Wolf to be my GM, oops, I mean, whatever his role is. Like, Elliot Wolf was running the personnel department. Elliot Wolf was making the picks. Whatever
so
this
should
whole...
the Patriots be punished for that?
No, because I don't like what punished.
They're not
for
following
what?
League rules
because your league rules are stupid. Like, are you going to tell me...
You don't think there was any influence from ownership over Elliot Wolf and how he made those picks and what he picked and what he did?
I think every owner has final say over the roster.
But not every owner doesn't give the title to the guy who's
got
the
job. But they still have final say. Every owner owns the team. Every owner, that person who he gives final say to, answers to said owner. Just like Bill Belichick did, right?
Absolutely.
Or Bill Parcells did.
But they
also
hire
them and say, this is your job. And Bill Parcells can get pissy
and
walk out the door when they supersede you.
They also hire them and say, this is your job. You're in charge of personnel. And they didn't do that with him. And they still haven't done that with him.
Did they not tell him he was in charge of personnel? Because he told us he was in charge of personnel at the combine.
Did they give him the job or not?
Yes, they gave him the job. They didn't give him the title.
Then
well
what
said.
What did they just register with the NFL
then? Because of the stupid Rooney Rule, sounds like.
But Andy, they know what the Rooney Rule is. They know how it goes. You're letting ownership off the hook here, I think.
Off the hook for what?
Off the
drafting
hook for
the player I wanted and taking the franchise quarterback they needed?
For
off the hook for doing the right thing?
If that's
off
how
the
you,
hook for winning?
If that's how you agree. They didn't
well,
win last
Andy,
year.
Well, Andy, you should know this. He doesn't like Drake May.
I don't
he doesn't
like Drake
like the
May.
Pick.
Well, how can you not like Drake
exactly.
May?
Exactly.
What do you not like about Drake May?
I think he seems like a nice guy. Okay. I don't like the fact that his stats and play completely fell off that last year.
When he went through adversity.
Yes, I didn't like that. I didn't
so
like
so you wouldn't
he,
have taken Caleb
off.
Williams either because he fell off more
didn't
than
love
Drake
Caleb
May
Williams
fell off.
Either. Honestly, I didn't. I liked Williams better than both of them.
So you want Jaden Daniels who had the year five
Daniels
jump.
Better than. Yes.
So you want to get the guy, you want to buy high even though it may be the perfect situation with two first round wide receivers.
I liked Penix better. I liked Penix better than Drake.
He
May.
Liked Bo Nix.
I
like
another guy with two elite wide receivers. Three, if you think Polk is elite.
I think Polk's pretty good, and he did have elite wide receivers. That's true. And I think that when you took one, not even elite wide receiver away from Drake May, his numbers fell off considerably in the ACC, which I didn't think was great this year.
You think Michael Penix's numbers would have fallen off if he had stayed when he loses three wide receivers and his head coach?
Maybe.
Yeah.
He's also going to be 27.
To me, it's a positive that Drake May has been through adversity, that has dealt with challenges, that has not had the perfect situation year one, year two, and it all flowed.
I'm saying all that just to let you know that Arcan's coming from a different position where I don't think
he's a hater.
He doesn't feel like the draft was as successful as it sounds like you think it is. And at least at the very top end, I feel it is.
Yeah.
I like the pick, so I have less of an issue with this. I just think the point of what Florio wrote today is, look, either ownership was executing the pick themselves, and if you buy that, executing the entire draft at some high level, or the Patriots did not follow the league rules. They circumvented the league rules, and that should be identified that way.
And there's also this tweet out there from Ben Volen.
First of all, I agree with you, Andy. I don't think that ownership circumvented the rules out of some kind of nefarious thing or anything. I think it was a time crunch.
Yeah.
And that there were a lot of moving pieces, and they tried to prioritize the operation of the team and do that in the best way that they thought they could in the moment. Still doesn't mean that they were compliant.
And that's the most important thing. Because if they get Drake May, and Drake May is great, and Elliott Wolf nailed that pick, and maybe he nailed a couple others, and let's just say they get in trouble because Florio rakes up some muck here in the league.
So I saw there's these killer whales.
And let's just say they get in trouble, and say they lose a third-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care. If they nailed Drake May, if they nailed the number three overall pick and you have a franchise quarterback, then the cost of doing business, we didn't feel like we had the time or the proper structure to do whatever we needed to do. I think they got to the right answer. I also think Florio is just trying to get interest and clicks.
Okay.
Maybe, but Elliott Wolf's not the only one who was going to pick Drake May.
Yeah, at the end of the day, he does pose those as the two options, and nobody really wants to side one way or the other, it sounds like. And I would just say, they made the right they prioritized the right thing in the situation.
Yeah.
Still doesn't mean that they were compliant. And I think that you should be compliant because there's a reason that the Rooney Rule is in place. Maybe not just for your team, because as you said, you're elevating people of color and minority status. But that doesn't mean the rest of the league is.
No, but I think the Rooney Rule is well-intended and just doesn't
And a lot
really
of people
work.
Make a sham out of it.
Yes, but I would say, if Jerod Mayo and DeMarcus Covington had left the Patriots and taken those jobs elsewhere, the Patriots would have gotten draft pick compensation because you're developing minority candidates who are now, you're praised for that. But in your situation, you promoted both of them, including one to follow the greatest coach in the history of football at 36 years old.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But we're going to bang you over here because maybe you didn't run an interview through somebody before you gave Elliot Wolf the right to make the... It just makes no sense to
me. But then it doesn't it also... Here's the one other thing really quick that just bothers me is that then it also comes down to, well, you picked out your head coach 2 years ahead of the schedule that you had set for Bill Belichick's contract, and yet you knew Bill Belichick was the one who was running all of your personnel, and that, in a way, was the bigger issue for your team over the last better part of the decade than the actual coaching. And yet you didn't have any kind of plan for what was going to happen there. And you just had to scramble because you were a year ahead of schedule.
Well, and I also wonder, I don't know if Elliot Wolf was always the plan. Matt Groh may have been the plan. I don't think Matt Groh did a great job the last couple of years. He was the one telling us, if you guys remember one of the training camp, last year's training camp, yeah, when he's like, I've only been spending the money for 2 years.
Right.
Well, I'm not sure I love how you've spent a lot of that money. And he drafted, you want a fast team, you need fast players. I'll give you Tyquan Thornton and Pierre Strong. How's that working out for you?
He not is great. A cinephile, though.
So
even Bill backed away from that. Remember, he was like, Matt Groh picked those guys.
Right.
That was guys who love football know that this is a place for guys who love football.
So it's possible in the two-year plan or whatever, that Matt Groh was sort of penciled in as the heir in the personnel, and Gerard was penciled in as the heir to coaching, and then it's like, well, Gerard I still like, but this personnel guy, maybe Wolf is the one.
Okay, see, that's interesting to me, though.
Right? Like, that's a possibility. This idea that they should somehow be penalized or whatever for the way they've handled their offseason, do you need... The NFL has had issues with nepotism and racism and sham interviews and Brian Flores, and we all know that.
Sexism.
That's the other thing.
Violence.
You guys all want to make fun of Robin Glazer, right? They also have a woman that they promoted to, well, I don't really know what they promoted her to, but she's in a role.
Nobody knows what she actually does.
Right?
It's
so,
contracts.
Chief tape smasher.
Are they the
she's
ones?
Kind of a lawyer?
Asking someone for a hammer.
Hammer time.
This to me is Florio doing what he should do, and he's built a career out of this because he gets people to talk about these issues and click on these issues and everybody in the league, outside the league. But to me, there's much ado about nothing. Elliot Wolf will do the same thing in a month as he's been doing for the last 3 months, and that's running the personnel department for Gerard Mayo and the Patriots.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.